the legislator contact to set the resolution against itself too?
Both. Resolutions for both issues.
Oh, did it?
Back here?
Mm-hmm. Ms. Brown?
Page two, that's something I have to vary in, hoping to keep them to talk about, is the idea of having a UCRT, looking for our Capitol building. I thought I'd been told by somebody that the recent principal were not compatible or something.
Not now, I'm having that done. There's some contract with our administration.
Do you have to replace all the equipment or just change some modules or what?
They have to buy a black box, and they have to write one program, make a CRT, take it to terminal.
Oh, okay.
And they're doing that. They assure me it'll be up by the beginning of the...
That's happened to me.
I think a visual shock.
But you're not talking about, Matt, you're not talking about a level of expense that would be the equivalent of junking one terminal and buying another.
I'm paying the Department of Administration $9,300 for those three terminals.
Well, I would hope that that is done in any case, whether or not we do the other thing.
It is being done.
It is being done. So that, as far as you know, that may or will be operating as that?
Yes, I've been assured that it will be.
Because that's really a big one. A constituent can walk into this office or the one in Fairbanks and punch up the same information that we can on the second floor of the Capitol. That's going to make a hell of a...
Now, that will be in operation by the time the next session starts.
Now, I'm standing over this. I'm sorry, we didn't want to talk to...
Why don't you read first?
Hey, Mr. Hogan.
Okay, get out of here.
Hey, Mr. Hogan, or Mr. Charney, can I answer? I know that there were projected plans to slowly increase the flexibility of the system we do have in Juneau that will now be accessible from Fairbanks administration. What is the picture? Like on March 1, what do you be able to get for your bucks? Or what do you be able to get out of the computer when you walk up to the second floor of the Capitol and sit in this office? Beyond what we've got last year.
Madam Chairperson, the items that will be on for this year, bill status system are the same items that were on before. The bill history, the sponsor summary listing, numbers listing, and limbo list. Also, there will be a new program in the list the votes on the second and third reading or reconsideration, whichever one is on, each member on each bill. That will be available. Another feature that will be available, probably it will be allocated by leadership, probably to committee chairman and leadership personnel, would be an individual bill tracking program. The majority leader and minority leader has 50 bills each he wants to follow. He has a random code that identifies this particular program. He'd get a specific status on those 20 or 25 bills.
That would be on a confidential basis.
On a confidential basis. A code number will be assigned to a person. That person may either tell no one else or may tell whoever he or she chooses. That's right. So that would be available. The budget information is not really available in the terminal this year. And what we would suggest at the same time, the subject is that the people from the Anchorage Information Office and the Fairbanks Information Office come to Juneau for a day or two in late December or early January to fully familiarize themselves with the operation system so that they can get all the information out of the computer that they need to get and then go back to their station and operate the station.
Mr. Brown,
Mr.
Brown?
I'm wondering, maybe other contacts are here or maybe if these services are going to be available, it's really a lot more revolutionary than we think about it. We're sitting down there and we know how to track bills. But if you remember what it was like when we weren't in the legislature trying to find out what was happening down there. This is a revolutionary enough change for access to the legislature by even if the Zenith thing didn't go through and just the computer access from Fairbanks and Anchorage and the option available. But that's a revolutionary enough change so that I would think that there ought to be some public relations attempts, whether it costs money or not, to let people know about it. Because we have done several things that seem to be a secret. The Legislative Information Office seems to be a secret. I talked to talk to people, you don't even know this office is here, and we don't know the one in Fairbanks. We've been all around all the time, and they're even relatively active in the business and public community. We don't know they're there. I talked to people at the Broadcast Center, the largest broadcast news department in the state of Alaska, in Fairbanks, who did not know until I told them after the adjournment this last session that there were tapes of all of the four sessions of the House and the Senate being sent to a depository library in Anchorage, in Fairbanks and in Anchorage, for the last year and a half. They didn't even know that. They didn't know they could have gotten dubs. And the information is a strange kind of problem, but I think if we're going to be, have the service available, we're going to do a little bit of PR, tell people what it is, and we're going to probably cost some bucks.
Well, when we started this operation here, I don't know how it sounded in Fairbanks, but the first thing our staff did was go around and personally meet with each news director, broadcast station editor, and invite them in and explain how it works, and the news media
Well, the news media at Fairbanks know all about it, and they make use of it, too. They make use of it, too. The average Joe guy on the street has no idea that there's any information out there.
I don't think the operators of the offices would go along with that, because they've been driven crazy on the phone. Because the phone's out here and the people walking
in. We didn't even expect that the information office would be, very heavily used in this interim period, because it was an election year, and all the bills were dead. But they have to manage people again, not all asking for information, and the CRP doesn't do that.
No wonder when we invite him to these meetings, he doesn't show up.
He doesn't find it.
I have a good example.
Mike doesn't come over here.
Jeremy kept from inviting me too.
I have told him time and time again. More nonsense from each other. They never listen. Good Lord. But we've had that same problem with federal committees.
In all fairness, Mr. Atwood of the Kent Times, which also ran an article about this,
and
he told me over the phone that he had no idea that he could come to see if he could talk to you. The next, we don't need to take action on this toll-free telephone service. That's informational. Because we don't have money in our budget to do it anyway.
If you contact one more question about it, even from the skin back here, which you're just giving a cut on the air.
And there's one more question. If the next session of the legislature, or the end session, decides to authorize this and fund it, how long would it take to get it operational?
With the heavy advertising campaign, it would have to go on, because in fact, of course, no way you could get it in any directories at all.
That's right.
You have a heavy advertising campaign. Technically, you can have it set up, I think, in about 2 months. That's more than
that. We can wait for the next session to address that. None of them are going through the over expenditure
investment. I think,
Yeah, we fix it. First item. The request opinions on the return money on your detailed bills, 9 hours and everybody get copies of these in the mail, I think. Did you read them?
The opinion said maybe. It said it for a long time.
Is
Is there any other business to come before the body? Mr. Doyle?
Before Mr. Hogan leaves, I'd like to...
Don't you leave.
Mr. Hogan, who doesn't follow the law too closely, writes very eloquent letters. And he addressed a letter to Senator Chance, eloquently pointing out a real crisis which he would like to pass over onto this committee, but he knows the community can't do anything about it. We went for the record to let them know they can't. But the question is, he talks about the sad news about the two finance committee chairmen and the chairman of the legislative budget and audit committee. It's two offices and three chairmen. And he'd certainly like to have an office on that well-known fourth floor of the Capitol. And the office he has in mind, the office he's always had in mind, is room 403, which is now occupied by the Consumer Protection Office of the Department of Law.
Oh, I thought he was there.
Not yet. And he, he says, this is showing how flower he's getting. I cannot begin to relate the hours of wailing and gnashing of teeth that these circumstances occasion. Therefore, I'm requesting the Legislative Council assign room 403, currently occupied by the Consumer Protection Division, the Legislative Finance for the purpose of housing the Budget and Audit Committee Chairman during the forthcoming legislative session. I am certain that the Department of Law can lease an office somewhere in the downtown area that would be more accessible to consumer complaints than this currently used in the fourth floor office. I was happy to get a copy from this from Mr. Hogan, but I reminded him the legislature this last session passed a new law, Chapter 10, SLA 1976, which says that all space in the Capitol, not occupied by the governor's office, is subject to assignment and control by the Legislative Affairs Agency at the direction of the legislature. And since we all agree the legislature is not in session and therefore cannot direct, Mr. Hogan is pleased to pass over this age-old problem of his to this group, which of course has no jurisdiction right now, and offer sympathy. But I thought maybe he was waiting for a reply from me at the direction of the council, bringing his attention to the law that they passed this last session, which covers the matter, not to his satisfaction, but it is the law.
What you do is go ahead and get somebody take the law out of the Consumer Protection Office and move all of your furniture equipment out into the hall in the direction of the Consumer. The day before the convening of the session, I hope that you're fine with the organization of all of the clandestinely by both houses, we all know who the rules chairman are. The first thing that happens is at 8:01 in the morning, they approve the action taken.
Did we have a vote on that board?
I think that was a suggestion.
For you.
A further suggestion, perhaps the ombudsman would do that.
The member restate his motion. Right? It was a suggestion.
The motion would be a little longer because we don't have jurisdiction to pick lines.
Is there any other business? Mr. Charlie.
I just want to announce to the council that we have selected and engaged the firm Arthur Gilman's company from the audit for the last fiscal year. That's from our
company. Do we know the date of this?
Yeah.
Mr. Bradner.
Madam Chairman, I don't think we'll see that. Sake of record, I'll be.
six yeses. Six yeses, and one, two, three, no.
So, the motion has failed in the absence of the majority of the council. Is there any other business? That we assign the office of the consumer protection office of the AG operation to the legislature for use of budget on the chairman.
Why can't the council, since it's the interim line?
Well, the law says the legislative affairs agency at the direction of the legislature.
Aren't we considered the...
You're in the interim?
There are arguments about that. If that audit, budget and audit could do the same thing, which they, of course, they don't.
I have no objection to contacting the app myself and see if we can create some space where the interim is. Some of that space up there in the assembly,
right
on the street.
Oh, he's taking care of it. We could certainly ask him if he'd like to move them out, and we could offer him some space over the assembly on a temporary, even through next session. But not any longer, I guess.
I'd move that we send a letter to the administration to request them to vacate the office.
We don't really need it for next year.
No, effective January of 76.
The motion's been made and seconded.
January 1, 76.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The motion.
I didn't.
The motion passed. Is there any other business to be brought up?
Madam Chairman, can I construe that motion? And I just write the letter from that. And we also, at the same time, empower Mr. Hogan to enforce the request.
The motion was for a request, right?
Okay.
What we ought to try to do is to negotiate it without consultation.
I do think we ought to put the request in writing.
Yes.
Yes, I think, and just as an effective January 1, and we can offer them. Am I authorized to offer them?
I think we should offer them some space in the assembly, and that would give them actually a lot of
space. It would be larger than they have now, because they've got this one little office that's subdivided.
One of the problems related to that is that there was no money appropriated for rent for them if we were trying to move part of their operation out. But we do have space available in the assembly building that we could offer them to offer there a comparable or even greater space and offer to them for this next year at least rent free.
So I bet you how much. I bet you most of it's
here. Yeah.
So we'll contact you. Is there any other... the meeting thing. Mr. Charney, you want to... you said something about... You talked to him over at the court building about using some extra space.
Yes, I could.
We have... council at the last meeting agreed on Thursday meeting days. I checked with the court system over across the street here to see what availability of the bigger room. And Wednesdays and Thursdays are better days for the Wednesdays afternoon. Thursday, they would not fill it until late Wednesday night. They would have a grand jury meets on Wednesday. And most times, last summer, Thursday, and they don't go until they finish up all the day. So Thursdays would be a tough day to schedule for the meeting. Tuesdays are free. If council wish to change the meetings back to Tuesday, we deserve a fixed Tuesday. We can schedule first Tuesday or second Tuesday or whatever we look, and then we reserve that for us instead of us free. The jury, which is a larger smoking question for around the summer.
That's the problem.
You always get a courtroom. In the courtroom, there's no smoking around.
Mm-hmm.
The thought being that as we proceed into the fall, the reason we explored this was, as we proceed into the fall and some of these projects are getting reported on, there might be more of the public legislators and after the election and freshman legislators so forth might want to be attending and we wouldn't have much business here.
The same room question I did last week, just make sure.
There's another thing I think concerning which or what time of the month we need. We can get the computer printout on our budget and unexpended and unobligated funds and so forth by about what time?
I made it this month to you, so just made it. I have to report that about 11 o'clock yesterday morning, the IBM report, Vern did in at night, the generous copies, and it was done by 4 o'clock this afternoon. So today is what, the 5th?
Yeah, it should be the first, not the first 2 or 3 days of the month.
Say any time after the 5th.
So the 2nd or 3rd Tuesday, or 2nd or 3rd Thursday, we have everything complete for the previous month. Is there any preference then on our Thursdays? Do you want to stick with Thursdays and on the rest of not having any alternative places we need to get this crowded?
Would it be crass? I don't know what work is going on otherwise. But the reports have to come back to the council. Would it be crass to suggest that the September meeting, no October meeting, and the November meeting, at least one week after the general election?
This was a request also of Mr. Doyle that we skip an October meeting.
Matter of fact, maybe you could do something like having the council meeting to run the general election, A, to give people a chance to recover, B, to get a chance, and maybe send invitations to the media areas that are new legislators and council. He likes to be a Madam Chairman, the others, that's one of my concerns. The only other concern I have in this area is a very parochial, non-political, non-legislative interest is that in October, November, December, a Tuesday meeting is going to be called a meeting, and it happens to be a reversal of the presidential Central America for every Tuesday night, and it was blessed by coming to church in Nebraska, even if it's just below. It's pretty tough.
Mr. Doyle had also made the request that the November meeting, that we consider scheduling the November meeting in June, so that all of the staff who have been intimately involved with these different projects would be available. Otherwise, it's only the 4 top employees of the agency. So, I guess we could stick to Thursday, say, for next month, skip October, try to schedule the November meeting.
Elections are on Tuesday, a week, Thursday in a week, about 9 days after the election. It's not November 11th.
11th, that's holiday. That's that Tuesday.
Okay, let's start out with the September meeting. This is all just
we will get a schedule of whatever you decide.
Yes, you will.
If it's Tuesday, it's Thursday.
I'd just be delighted. Okay. Either day. Okay. So, I like that later in the month thing rather than early.
Let's aim at, say, Thursdays. And in September. Let's set this for the 16th of September. That's a Thursday, 16th of September. That'll be the third Thursday. It'll give plenty of time for them to get at least the financial reports.
With the tentative idea that we might not be having an October meeting.
And then we will just say we will not have an October meeting unless something unusual comes up.
That we won't meet on the third Thursday in November.
No, No, we're talking about September.
Fourth Thursday.
September 16th is third Thursday in September. So we can set that aside as council.
Sometime in November and June.
And then November, when's the election?
Well,
the third Thursday in November would be the 18th, which is the week before Thanksgiving. What are the dates of that?
Where are they meeting, Kay? Where are they meeting?
Morris County.
Historic Morris.
We're going to places like Kansas City, Morris County, New Jersey.
What is the holiday of the 11th?
That's Veterans Day. Remember, they always had to revive
it.
Armistice Day, as used to say in South Dakota.
That's right. The 11th day of the 11th month.
It's Remembrance Day, Canada.
Well, if we had it any day that week.
Tuesday night? I think all the results will be certified by
so we can set it for Tuesday, November the 9th. Well, now, wait a minute. Red has a...
In Juneau, how in the world am I going to get back to Fairbanks by 7 p.m. to play the piccolo in an ABC?
No, Bill Tardy of private jet.
By satellite.
That means I won't come to your meeting.
How about the 10th?
You can make it on me.
How about Monday?
In all likelihood.
Even the next day, on Wednesday the 10th. If it's
okay, just a moment. How about if we set it up on Monday the 8th? If possible, if we might need to go over into the night. Because by then, the staff will have enough stuff for recommendation. But we'd probably end up with a day on Monday or a day and a half.
Or you could start in order to allow transportation to have Monday morning, start meeting Monday afternoon, Tuesday morning, planes depart. Have one afternoon, but next morning.
Well, those.
You're better to arrive on a Sunday and have a full day Monday than what never necessary on Tuesday, because Fred would miss out a lot that day.
Let's set it for the 8th and 9th of November.
What's the magic hour?
What room? You'll know. Let's do it in the office of the Consumer Protection.
That's really small. If people are going to be arriving on Sunday, they might as well be going at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
9 a.m.
Is there any other business? You just missed the scheduling of our next year meeting.
Hopefully you can.
It's going to be Thursday, September 16th, and then we'll not have one in October, and then we will have Monday, November 8th, and Tuesday, November 9th.
In June. September's in here?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Oh, I thought they
were. If there is no other business, we will stand in adjournment. Ready
for Dean Point?
Yeah.
For Dean Point, everyone.
Can we have a regular?
Sure can.
Now, remember, Ramona, give budget and audit there, but don't give it to us.
Well, I'll never turn the one in the Salt Lake City.
Had you?
No.
Oh, gosh. Don't we get your registration?
You didn't produce it?
Did you pay it? Yeah, I did pay it, but I left my receipt I forgot it in the hotel room, and Kay already sent it in.
Oh, well, they have it down there. You're okay then, yeah. We sure can put that down
there.
That's
one
of the big items.
What is the deal on travel if you have to take a taxi?
We passed a policy on that.
Yeah, it's reimbursable. Unless you hire a limo, you know, you're only the chauffeur.
Is this the fifth?
They don't have
it better be.
They don't have a limo.
No, that's right.
What do you have to have your receipt?
State has a thing, anything over $6, I'd like to have a receipt for, but it's something you can't get here.
Well,
that's all right.
I have one ballroom on the Seattle where I got stuck overnight in Seattle. And I got a friend's car going downtown, right?
broke down. There was nothing else available.
Let me show this to Bob Avery. Here's the chances.
Sharon likes some of the informs. I'm trying to remember the thing. Shouldn't you fill out at least one of these? Because I haven't filled out a single one.
But I tell you, last fall, Mike should have.
That day, I spent all day getting here.
Mike told the office a damn often.
Council stuff on the stuff for the day. I said, oh, I guess I'm going to fill out one for the day anyway. But I keep coming in.
There's lovely days like that. You've got me all...
And I just keep forgetting. So I think what I'm going to do is...
I never received one for last council meeting. I filled one out when I was there.
Oh, if I went to that address that we had three of your addresses and didn't get the right one.
I correct the one address. I don't know what I said to you.
I don't know who made that one up, but I decided we sure like to have something.
Okay, yeah, I have your registration. What about...
Thank you so much for coming all the way down, Larry. Thank you so much for coming all the way down.
Wait, we'll see you.
No, I just got my important...
I got Mr. Budget.
Yeah, and I'll never get it over again.
On your underwear.
No, there was my... Brought my rain slicker so I could back to doom when I'm ready.
Ready in the rain.
I'm relying on it going to be rainy, though. I just have that feeling, and...
Can't be. I parked my car...